UK 2026, Temporary Men Be Vaccine Eligibility and Booking. The UK's Temporary 2026 Men Be program provides two free doses to young people born in specific years, and some new students entering university or residential further education for the first time. In England, the birth cohort books online through the NHS, while the new student group uses participating pharmacies with different deadlines for the first and second doses. Check eligibility for free vaccination based on your date of birth and whether you will enter university or residential further education for the first time in fall 2026. Prepare proof of new student eligibility, such as a university or college acceptance email or letter, or a UCAS acceptance screen. In England, the 17 to 18-year-old birth cohort should book online through the NHS, while the separate new student group should find a participating pharmacy. Receive the first dose by the end of December 2026 and schedule the second dose at least 4 weeks later. Complete the second dose by the end of March 2027 and retain your vaccination record. To receive the temporary free Men B vaccination in 2026, you must first check your date of birth and first enrollment eligibility. In England, the access routes differ between the birth cohort aged 17-18 and new students entering university or residential further education. The vaccination requires two doses with an interval of at least 4 weeks, so it is safer to schedule them without waiting until the end of December 2026, when first dose provision ends. Eligibility, documents, and deadlines at a glance item to check England criteria. Birth cohort people born from 1 September 2007 to 31 August 2008, new student group people born after 21 July 2001, who are entering university or higher education for the first time in autumn 2026, or eligible new. Students entering residential further education, number of doses 2 interval, between doses at least 4 weeks first dose deadline, by the end of December 2026, second dose deadline by the end of March 2027, examples of proof for new students' documents showing the person's name and admission status, such as a university or college acceptance email or letter, or a UCAS acceptance screen cost-free if you meet the eligibility criteria, and use an official route. The dates above are the provision deadlines for the temporary program. Medical eligibility for vaccination and actual pharmacy opening hours must be checked again through the booking service or vaccination provider. Checking eligibility for free vaccination 1. People born from 1 September 2007 to 31 August 2008. If you fall within this date of birth range, you are included in the temporary vaccination program regardless of whether you are going to university. In England, you can book, change, or cancel a vaccination appointment through the NHS online service. 2. People entering university for the first time in autumn 2026, even if you are not part of the first birth cohort, you may be eligible if you meet all of the following conditions. You were born after 21 July 2001. You are entering university or an applicable higher education course for the first time in autumn 2026. You meet the eligibility requirements for using the program in England. If you are already attending university and are transferring to another university or course, this may not meet the first enrollment condition, so you should check with a participating pharmacy or the NHS. 3. People entering residential further education. For the first time, people entering an eligible residential further education institution in England for the first time in autumn 2026 may also be included if they meet the residency and age requirements. Not all ordinary commuter-based courses are automatically covered, so it is important to check with the institution you will attend and a participating pharmacy. 4. International students and students from other UK nations. International students are not automatically excluded from the new student group simply because of their nationality or because they previously lived outside the UK. International students who are entering university in England for the first time in autumn 2026 and meet program conditions, such as the date of birth requirement, may also use the service. Students from Scotland, Wales, or Northern Ireland who are entering a university in England for the first time may also use England's new student route if they meet the conditions. Conversely, if you will study or be vaccinated outside England, you must check how to access the health service in that area. Steps for getting vaccinated in England. Step 1. Determine which eligible group you belong to first. Check whether your date of birth falls between 1 September 2007 and 31 August 2008. If not, check in order whether you were born after 21 July 2001 and whether you are entering university, higher education, or eligible residential further education for the first time in autumn 2026. If you may qualify under both groups, check the available route on the NHS booking screen or with a participating pharmacy. You must not receive duplicate doses for the same dose number, so you should also disclose your existing vaccination records. Step 2. Prepare the required documents when using the new student route. Prepare proof of admission such as the following: an acceptance email from a university or college, an admission offer or acceptance letter, an acceptance or confirmation screen from your UCAS, account equivalent documentation showing your name, educational institution, and admission status. It is advisable to check with each pharmacy whether the documentation can be shown on a smartphone screen. On the day of vaccination, you must tell the healthcare professional about any medications you are currently taking, severe allergies, previous adverse vaccine reactions, and any MenB doses you have already received. Step 3. Use the official route for your eligible group. How to access vaccination in England. People born from 1 September 2007 to 31 August 2008, book, change, or cancel through the NHS online service. Other new university or residential further education students, use the NHS participating pharmacy search service to find a pharmacy offering vaccination and check its visit requirements. Vaccinations for new students are provided through participating pharmacies, so they are not available at every pharmacy. Before visiting, check the pharmacy's opening hours, whether an appointment is required, and what supporting documents you need to reduce the chance of a wasted trip. Step 4. Plan the first and second doses together. The first dose will be provided until the end of December 2026, and the second dose must be given at least 4 weeks after the first. Second dose provision is scheduled to end at the end of March 2027, so plan your schedule with the following circumstances in mind: university enrollment and residence hall move-in dates, plans to return home or stay overseas during holidays, examination periods, and pharmacy opening days, the possibility that you may need to receive the first and second doses in different areas immediately after vaccination. Calculate the earliest possible date for the second dose and record it on your calendar. Also check whether you can receive the second dose at the same pharmacy. Step 5. Keep your vaccination records. Keep a record showing the vaccination date, dose number, and vaccination provider. If you move to another city after entering university and need to receive the second dose there, you must show the new pharmacy your first dose record and confirm that the minimum interval has been met. Planning when vaccinations are split between before and after moving or enrollment under the temporary program. What matters in practice is not where you received the first dose, but whether the healthcare professional giving the second dose can verify the date and record of the first vaccination. If you plan to receive the first dose before enrollment and the second in your university city, prepare as follows. Immediately after the first dose, obtain a record showing the vaccination date and provider. Calculate the earliest second dose date, which is at least 4 weeks later. Find a participating pharmacy in your university city in advance and ask whether it provides second doses. If you will travel abroad or have a holiday period, choose a date well before the end of March 2027. If your vaccination record cannot be verified or your schedule becomes complicated, do not get vaccinated again at your own discretion. Contact a pharmacist, GP, or the NHS. This plan helps reduce the risk of new students who move frequently missing their second dose. Differences between the MenB and MenAQuai vaccines. MenB and MenAQuai are not interchangeable vaccines. Vaccine main diseases prevented relationship to this temporary program. MenB meningococcal group B disease. The vaccine covered by the temporary 2026 program, men acquire meningococcal groups A, C, W, and Y disease, a separate vaccination that is not replaced by receiving men B, if you are recommended to. Receive men acquire but have not yet done so, you should check with a GP or the NHS. Follow the guidance of a healthcare professional who has reviewed your previous vaccination records and health condition regarding the timing of the two vaccines and whether they can be administered at the same time. Reactions after vaccination and when to seek immediate medical care after men B vaccination. Reactions such as pain at the injection site, fever, headache, and fatigue may occur. If symptoms are severe, last for a long time, or a severe allergic reaction is suspected, you should seek medical help. Vaccines reduce risk, but do not prevent all cases of meningitis or sepsis. If symptoms such as a severe headache, stiff neck, dislike of bright lights, vomiting, confusion, very rapid deterioration, or a rash that does not fade when pressed appear, seek urgent medical help without waiting for a rash to develop. If you miss the deadline or your eligibility is unclear if the first dose deadline is approaching, first make an online booking or check for a participating pharmacy. If it is unclear whether this is your first enrollment or whether you meet the residential further education criteria, prepare your acceptance documents and contact a participating pharmacy or the NHS. If you have received the first dose but are concerned that you may miss the second dose deadline, do not decide on a date at your own discretion. Contact the vaccination provider. If you want to be vaccinated in Scotland, Wales, or Northern Ireland rather than England, check the procedures of the relevant local health authority. You should not assume that free vaccination will continue after the program deadline. A GP or local health service will determine your individual medical risk and whether you qualify under the standard vaccination program.